Need an introduction for Rabbi Razer. But it's really one of the greatest treats we have of the whole summer is to be able to learn Torah from Rabbi Razer. The fact that he is the camp rabbi here and is extremely busy with those responsibilities, and yet still takes time out once a week, every week, to be able to talk to the Masmidim is something that we deeply appreciate, and I deeply appreciate. So I just wanted to say thank you to Rabbi Razer in advance for all the beautiful shiurim, some of which, by the way, in the past have turned into my Shabbat Shuva drushas, and you know. So I thank him in advance for that as well.
We have here some armor comments going around. I think we are still in. Tuesday from. Even though it's Tuesday night already, can't make Havdalah anymore. But Tuesday at Parsha Shlach from last week. But one of the themes of the summer that we're going to try to work on with campers is the mitzvah of tzitzis. So I thought maybe, you know, as the Gemara says, Gemara Darshan's for the Pasuk in Tzfanya, where I begin the second paragraph of Sanhedrin, is koshu v'koshu, k'shod atzmacha v'yacharkach, k'shod acherim, that we have to try to first strengthen within ourselves, and in that way then we can strengthen others around us. So we want to be mechazik the campers around us in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Maybe we can try to appreciate a little more ourselves, and even separate from the campers, just to appreciate this mitzvah chaviva ad ma'od of tzitzis, relating to what its centrality is in our lives, as we will we'll see, and something to think about. Something to think about as we go through Sefer Bamidbar, and we go through our lives, and we'll see tzitzis is really one of those mitzvahs that are defining for everything that we do. There's some more. Everybody have some one or two more marmogomas? Everybody has? Okay. Tzitzis, as we know, is one of the mitzvahs that are shakol keneged kol atzar kula. The Gemara Darshan says in Maseches Menachos, Tanya Idach, source number one, Uri Isim also, was the Chartim, is called Mitzvah Hashem, Sheshkula Mitzvah Zu Keneged Kala Mitzvah Skulan. Right, Revolbi, we'll talk about his words a little bit later, has a sefer, Mitzvah Shkulos, which is all about the mitzvahs that are Shakul Keneged Kala Tarakula. Right, and he goes through how each of them have to be. How does it work that they're all Shakul Keneged Kala Tarakula? That's a good question. You know, if each one is Keneged all the others, so how do you have seven that are Keneged Kol? And I once got an email when I mentioned this after in the Shia, like, I found another one, there's a Psikta, the Rabasi, something. Okay, there can be more than seven too, but seven is not the magic number. But either way, there are seven famous ones: Stukka, Bris Milah, Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, Eretz Yisrael, and Tzitzis is on the list. So what is defining about the mitzvah of Tzitzis? The fact that something is Shakul Keneged Kol Torah Kula must mean that there's something basic about it, some symbolism of this mitzvah that captures the essence, some basic tenet of Yahadus. So what exactly is that when we, you know, we put it on when we're half asleep in the mornings, but throughout the day? It's such an easy mitzvah. Every second of the day we get it. What can we be thinking about at least some of the time that we're wearing it? Here's a fascinating machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam tells us in the end of Hilchos Tzitzis, in Perakim Alach Yud Aleph, source number two, as we know, there is going to be one source that connects to Geirus and Yuvamus. So, kind of the Yotze that way, we'll get to a little bit later. But says the some of the other Shir, maybe we'll do more related, but we'll see. Says the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tzitzis, Afa pi she'en la'adam m'chuyav liklos lo kalas, ulis atipa, kedei she'yaseh ba tzitzis. Even though, as we know, technically tzitzis is not a chovah, it's gavra, it's not a chovah that if I don't wear tzitzis, I'm being mevatel a mitzvah. It's not like tefillin with a zachiyav to wear every single day of my life. Tzitzis is situational. If I am wearing a four-cornered garment, so then I have a chiyav to put on tzitzis. So the Rambam says, even though technically one could get away with not wearing tzitzis, ein ro'i la'adam chasid, sheyifter asma mitzvah zu. A pious person should not exempt themselves and not put themselves into the situation. Right? There's a separate sugya that maybe we can talk about another time. Knisa l'matzav shel mitzvos. How much is there an obligation to put myself into the situation of a mitzvah? Right? Bringing my grain straight into the front door so I can be chayav and chumas and maisras. Right? The different examples that Chazal give. But technically, said the Rambam, you don't have to wear tzitzis. But it's not appropriate for a chassid, for a pious person, not to wear tzitzis. Ela olam yishtada lios atov peksusa mechuyevas betzitzis. Kidei sheikayim mitzvazu. We should always try to wear a four-corner garment so that we can be mechayev in this mitzvah. And then the Rambam adds, ubishasa tfila sorech lihizar biyoser. Especially during davening. As we know, we generally wear a talis only when we daven. Even though a talis is a talis gadol and our tzitzis are a talis katon, it's the same idea. But the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to wear a talis dafka b'shas tefila, like this Rambam. What's the connection? What's the yachas between tzitzis and davening? At least tefillin, you could say the Gemara tells us tefillin inside tefillin talks about the parshiyos of Kriyashma, and if you say Kriyashma without tefillin, it's kmeidei the sheker. There seems to be more of a connection between tefillin and Kriyashma. But tzitzis, okay, the third parsha. We only say the third parsha for the last pasuk. But is there a more fundamental connection between the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillah? As the Rambam says, you know, we should be extra careful. It's a disgrace for a Talmid Chacham to be davening and not wearing tzitzis. So at least, you know, there are those out there. There are those maybe that aren't as mitchazek in the mitzvah of tzitzis. But even those people, they put it on for davening and they'll take it off. At least there's something there. So what exactly is the connection? What is the connection between tzitzis and tefillah? What's fascinating is that the Ibn Ezra says exactly the opposite. Oh, even before we get there, but the Hagos Mamanios on that Rambam, it quotes a medrash maybe the Rambam is based on. Let's just read the medrash, then we'll get to the Ibn Ezra. Kol atzmosai tamar na'amad dar b'lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani ashabeichacha b'kol livarei u'mekayim b'hem mitzvah. Every one of my limbs is connected to another mitzvah. Ad b'chazeb ani meis al. Al ha'chazeh ani meisim ha'tzitzis k'neged alev. I put my on my chest and on my back, on my body, I'm surrounded by tzitzis. K'neged alev kol zman sh'ani korei kriyashma sh'nemer v'yotvar ma'il asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al ha'vecha. Al yatzmal esbani koshi tefillin shel yad. Obani ochi tzitzis b'zman kriyashma. I hold my tzitzis b'zman kriyashma. Mitzvah lecho that tzitzis b'yad v'asmalus. Okay, there's a minhag of kissing your tzitzis. But anyway, this is about tefillah. If you look at the Ibn Ezra, and again, the Ibn Ezra is not a halachist in his commentary al Torah, right? Sometimes he says certain things that are not al pi halacha, and there's later achronim that get upset at the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra is running a pshat on a pirush on chumash, and that's what he's interested in. But here he adds in, "V'hinei mitzvah al kol mi sheyesh lo beged." This is last week's parsha. "Ba'arba kanafayim sheyiskasa bo biyom tamid v'lo yisirenu me'alav." What's the pshat of the pasuk? "Laman tizkru v'asis meskol mitzvosai." Tzitzis somehow reminds me of all the mitzvahs. Laman tizkiru. Says the Ibn Ezra, when do you need the zechira? When is most important to remember all the mitzvahs and not to sin? What, during davening? How many averis do we do while we're davening? We're davening. You need the reminder when we're davening? Says the Ibn Ezra, it's the opposite. V'mitzpalem betalas b'shasa tefila, yasu zeh b'avashikru b'kriyashma, v'ayelacham l'tzitzis. Rak lefi daiti yoser hu chayev lesati petzitzis bishara shows bishasa tefila. The other times, leman yizkar v'lo yishkar v'lo yasa avera b'chol sha, ki bishasa tefila v'lo yasa avera. We don't need so many guards when we're davening. When we're not davening, we should wear a talus. We should wear tzitzis. Exactly the opposite of the Rambam. Is it more important bishasa tefila, or is it more important during the other times? Is there a message that we could get both from the Rambam and from the Ibn Ezra? Is there something that we could glean? Sometimes up Yashkafa, we could gain from both sides of a machlokas. Right? Not just in Lundis, but in terms of Ashkafa, maybe there's a message for us connected to davening and not connected to davening. So, what is the message of tzitzis? Why is it one of the mitzvah shkulos? Is there a nekuda that we could glean from the Machlokas Rambam and the Ibn Ezra? Third question. The end of last week's Parsha, as we know, Tzitzis is made up of Tcheles and Lavan. Where does the word Tcheles come from? What does the word mean? Okay, it means blue wool, black wool. But what does the word mean? So Rashi says on the parsha last week, tough and shin sometimes switch. So you can have tachal could be read shachul. Shachul means to be bereft from, to be barren from. Yaakov Avinu says, kasher shacholti, shacholti. Just like I've been barren from this child, I'll be barren with the next child. Rashi says, tcheles connects to al shem shikol bechoros. This is somehow is connected to Makas Bechoros, where the Egyptians were bereft of their firstborns. Shikol Bechoros, targumo shel shichu tachla. Umakasam aisa balayla. And Makas Bechoros happened at midnight. At least it started at midnight. There's a brisa quoted at the beginning of Maseches Smachos, the back of Maseches Avodah Zarah, that Hashem smote them at midnight, but they were mefarper until the morning, and then they died, for whatever reason, not for now. But makasam aizav alayla, v'chein tseva tcheles domer Rashi, machlokas Rashi Rambam, what exactly is the color of tcheles? Rashi says it's the color of the sky. Yeah, but at what time? Rashi says evening. Black. The black stripes, blue stripes on the talis zecher. But tseva rakia hamashchir leis erev. But either way, for our purposes, sisses is somehow connected to makas bechoros. Still, we're not being machalic right now between tcheles and lavan, just the mitzvah of tzitzis, which has lavan, tcheles. So tzitzis is connected to makas bechoros. What's the connection? When we look at the tzitzis somehow that reminds us of makas bechoros, what exactly are we supposed to think about? I didn't give it to you, but there's an interesting smack. Often, when you want to find one of those collector item sheetas of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, you look in the smack. It's the Makas, the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, one of the Bali Atosvahs, Rabbi Yislami Korvil, one little Sefer, the Smag and the Smak. But the Smak counts a separate Mitzvahs Asay of Re'iyas Tzitzis. U're'isem oso. So there's something about seeing the Tzitzis that will remind us about all the Mitzvahs. So what is it? What is it about seeing the Tzitzis, not just wearing the Tzitzis? Okay, so hopefully we'll have two ideas over the next few moments that will ultimately blend into one. And that'll be our message. Idea number one, says the Meshech Chachma. This is a take-home Meshech Chachma, as most of his ideas are. All of his ideas. Anyway, says Rav Meir Simcha, source number 6. Kavanas mitzvah tzitzis l'dayti kach. This is what I think. 3 steps in the Meshech Chachma's idea. Step number 1. Dizei Yadua, line 2. Habore Yisparach b'chachmaso amisachedes imo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his infinite wisdom. Bara mitzius ru'uyalo. He created an unbelievable world. He ta'id al shleimuso v'chachmaso. The world itself will reflect the perfection of the Creator. You look at the world, you see the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect of the Bria. The Rambam writes in the Moreh Nevuchim, just look at the human eye, that's the greatest proof of God. The human eye, with all the lenses and the reflection and the refraction and all the way it works, what it just happened. That's a tiny little piece of the human body. Just read a book about the liver and about kidneys. Read a book about how if the earth was a millimeter closer to the sun, we'd all burn up. And if it was a millimeter further from the sun, we'd all freeze. It just so happens that we're perfect. We're right there in the middle. And it works out, and there's life on earth. What a coincidence. How amazing that is. Says the Meshech Chachma, the world reflects that there is a Borei Olam. We just have to open our eyes. We just have to think a little bit. Right? We see growth. Right? Just parenthetically, Rav Dessler writes in one place, in the Mechtem Elio. He says, imagine you're looking outside your kitchen window and all of a sudden you see the ground starting to shake and all of a sudden, like, what's going on? And all of a sudden, you look at it and you see a finger push out of the ground. You're like, what's going on? And then you see a hand. Click at your phone, do a selfie, right? Right? And then you see an arm. Your mom is witnessing Tchias HaMesim. You're watching, you're like, whoa! Fast. you're looking out your kitchen window and you see a leaf push out of the ground. And then you behind a leaf you see a twig push out of the ground. And then you see a branch. And then you see a trunk. All of a sudden you witness a tree grow. What's the difference? And the answer is nothing. It's just what we're used to. What a tree growing is normal, is something that makes sense. You put a seed, it disintegrates, and it grows. That makes sense. Yes, amazing, no, it doesn't make sense. It's just what we're used to. But a tree growing is also mysebracious, says the Meshech Chachma. Says the Meshech Chachma. The world is made on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world is made on its creator. Ulam. Olam HaShafel Baras Sfuri. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just create the world. He then created people in the world to help him. V'zeh ki hiniach osa labala b'chira u'kamamar akasa, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, b'haris nasa l'mnei Adam, shehu yashlim bri'usa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but then says to man, it's your job to complete it. It's your job to be mashlim what I did 99% of. I need you to continue and complete the creation, because the creation is not just supposed to be a physical world, but one where godliness shines from the world. The yafiko sal le'inyin niskaven alev zeo, that's the pasuk bihi baram al tigri bihi baram ela ba'avraham. Switch around the letters of bihi baram, you can spell out Avraham. Avraham, the first one who recognized God, bring God to the world. Vim ha'adam hayasher darko v'shomer pekudas habor yisbarach. If man straightens his path and does the mitzvos and acts like an or lagoyim, a light unto the nations, that's the ultimate goal of the world, not just to have the physical, perfect, amazing world, but to have a people on the world that brings godliness to the world and is a light unto the nations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so much, but then he leaves a little bit more for us. He needs us to complete and self-perfect the world. And then he quotes towards the bottom in the Medrash, that the Sefer HaChinuch quotes in Mitzvah Beis. You don't have to go so far in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah Beis and the Mitzvah of Bris Milah. Ask the Sefer HaChinuch. He quotes the Medrash. Turn to Surah Rasha, ask Rabbi Akiva. Your God, you believe, he's so amazing. He does everything. He creates a baby, and he gives the baby lungs and kidneys and eyes and brain and toes and fingers. Why didn't you just finish the job? You left this little extra piece of skin that you have to cut off. Why didn't he do that? There's a little he did everything. And he left a little foreskin. Why did he do that? Says Rabbi Akiva. That's exactly the point. He did that so we could teach the 8-day-old baby self-perfection. And just like the child, this, by the way, is a back pocket talk at a bris, Shalom Zachar. Just like we self-perfect ourselves in our physical realm, so too we could self-perfect ourselves in our spiritual realm. We'll get back to the Meshech Chachma, but I gave you that Sefer HaChinuch also. In source number 7, he says, "V'nikva hevdo b'gulazov v'hama nivchar chafit Hashem yisbarach l'hashlim tchunaso v'ratzal liyos hashlamai de'adam." Hashem wanted to leave it for us. V'lo baro shalem mibetet. He didn't create us perfect. L'remozei lov ki kasher tashlim tzuras gufo al yado. Just like we could self-perfect our physical bodies, kach b'yado l'hashlim tzuras nafsho pekshar pulosa. So too we could self-perfect our spiritual bodies. That's the message of Bris Milah. And that's the message of the world. Hashem creates everything, but he leaves us. You finish the job. Right? The Zohar says that the name of Hashem that's associated with Bris Milah is Shin Dalad Yud, Shakai. Gemara Chagiga says, what is the word Shakai? Sha'amar la'olam dai. Hashem says, enough. I did this amount. I did this much. The rest is up to you. I'm not going further. You finish the job. Step number one of the Meshech Chachma. Hashem creates an amazing world. It's our job to complete the job and to bring godliness, so to speak, to the world. Number one. Number two. Step two of the Meshech Chachma. Turn the page, line 15. Vihine. Habriya bichlala matzanu lahakasuv shemechana ha'atzilas harishonu b'shem malbush. Hashgacha. Vizeh barchinafshi is Rosh Chodesh. Ota or kasalma. The world, says the Meshech Chachma, is the garb and the clothing of Hashem. Meaning his essence is covered up. You can look at the world and not see Hashem. You have to look under the surface. You could just see a tree. You could see the moon. You have to dig underneath the surface in order to, just like if you have clothing, you have to see under the clothing to see who the person is. If the person's wearing clothing totally covered, you can't see anything. You have to open up the clothing a little bit. So too the world is called by the Pesukim, by David HaMelech, as clothing. O Ta'or Kasalma, the light is like clothing. That's number two. Step number three, says the Meshech Chachma. Know what tzitzis are? Strings, they're the loose ends. And Hashem is telling us, I left you loose ends in the world to sew up, to finish the hem. At the end of the beged, the world is a beged. The tzitzis at the edges of the beged symbolize the the perfection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves to complete the job. You see those tzitzis? It's like the beged isn't finished. You have to finish. Uzachartem is called mitzvos Hashem because that's your job, to partner with me to perfect the world through following the mitzvos. Line 26. Hey Rabori, O son of the mitzvah tzitzis, Hashem awoken within us through this mitzvah, ulahoros, ki ha-metzius hu beged. Reality is clothing. Shemitshnei tzadav yishadayin chutim, shadayin lo nergu. There are strings to finish. Lachin tzorek gedil v'anaf. When we see scissors, we have to think, oh, we got a lot more to do. The beged's not done. That's the message. There are some knots, there are some strings. We could partner with HaKadosh Baruch. We have that in us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes that we could partner with Him. Go out and conquer. V'chivshuha. Do your best to be a creator of Mahu Afata. 8 times in the Torah. On the first page of the Psicha to Avas Chesed, the Chabbis Chaim writes, 8 different times in the Torah, in different ways, the Torah Hashem says, be like me. In 8 different ways. 8 different times, because that's what we have to be like Hashem. Mahu afata, mahu creative, as Rav Soloveitchik often says, mahu in many different contexts, so too we have to be creative. And that's the message, the first message of Sisis. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out in an article in Divrei Hashkafa, turn the page, source number 8, the Gemara Maseches Brachos on Daf Chaf. Gemara has an unusual Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan by Rogel, David Ka'azel, V'yasav Ashari Tfila. Rabbi Yochanan used to sit near the river. So after the women went to the mikveh and they came up from the river, the first thing they saw was Rabbi Yochanan. There's esoteric, Kabbalistic ideas of what a woman sees right when she gets out of the mikveh. The Bach on the side of the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan had very long eyebrows. So he couldn't see anything. He was just sitting there learning. He wasn't seeing any of the women. It wasn't like embarrassing for them, and they realized. But the women saw him. And they asked him. And he was doing this sort of L'shem Shamayim, not getting into that topic now. They said, aren't you worried about Ayin Hara? If you're the focus of attention, this Ein Abisha, this Ayin Hara. Aren't you worried about Ayin Hara? He says, don't worry. I'm from Yosef Atzadik. Yosef's compared to fish, no Ayin Hara by fish. That's the Gemara. Ana mizara de Yosef ka'asina, de lo shalta be'Ein Abisha. I'm from Yosef. Dechsid ben parat Yosef, ben parat alei ayin, ole ayin, or v'yidgalu rabbi karev ha'aretz, v'adagim shabayam amayim achasin aleihem, just like fish in the sea, water covers them, v'in ayin har sholetis v'hem, and ayin har is not sholet, so to zara shol Yosef. Asked Rav Soloveitchik, what, Rav Yochanan had a shtar yichus that went all the way back to Yosef HaTzadik? That's pretty amazing. That's a lot of generations. He knew Ephraim or Menashe. Which one? You read the Gemara 1,000 times, you don't like really think about it. You just say, oh, but he's from Yosef. That's Reb Soloveitchik. What does that mean? So he says it obviously does not mean biologically. It means he followed Yosef's derech. He's from Yosef. What does that mean? He's from Yosef. Yosef was someone who had self-confidence. Yosef was someone who knew he was acting l'shem shamayim, and even though there were challenges, he stood up and he knew what he wanted to do, and he went out and accomplished it. Paro asks him, interpret the dreams. What does Yosef do? Interpret the dreams. And all of a sudden he said, oh yeah, and by the way, you should probably appoint somebody really wise to take care of everything. And all the Rishonim asked, Paro didn't ask Yosef to give him any advice. He just said, interpret my dreams. But Yosef is doing what he has to do, to be involved in world history and Jewish history. And he has dreams. And he wants to try to fulfill those dreams. There's a difference, Rav Soloveitchik says, you can look at it in the Source number 9, between Gaava and Geus. Arrogance, we might translate it as arrogance versus confidence. Arrogance has no place in Yahadus. Right, one of the Midos Rose, the Rambam says you have to go to the extreme. There's no middle ground when it comes to arrogance, when it comes to Gaiva. But Geus, self-confidence, I could do something, I could be a Bala Chalomos in a good way, that's something that's positive. And that's message number one of Tzitzis. We could partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have such potential. We have such amazing ability. We put on our Tzitzis, we look at those strings. I got a lot of loose strings to finish up today. I got a lot of loose strings in Torah and Avoda. And I could do it. And that's the first message of Tzitzis. But there's a second idea, and maybe it's even opposite. Let's get back to what we asked before. Tcheles, Shiko, Bechoros. There's some kind of connection between Tzitzis and Machas Bechoros. What is that connection? So there's a Gemara and a Tosfos in Maseches Menachos that's pointed out by the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. But first we'll go in order. We'll start with Maseches Shabbos, and then we'll go to Maseches Menachos. Source number 10. The Gemara Maseches Shabbos, Daf Nun Zayin, discusses a kavul. This is the sugyas of Hotzah. Probably, I don't know, could ask Rabbi Leibowitz, probably, I don't know, which topics get the most dafim in Shas. I think Hotzah of Shabbos is up there. Like there's tens and tens of dafim in Maseches Shabbos. I think Pigel's probably 1-2, right, with dafim and dafim in Zvachim and Nachas. It's all about Pigel. Everything I know about Pigel and more. But Hotzah. So in those Hotzah B'Shabbos Gemaras, the Gemara goes through everything you could think of. This material and that material. And here it's talking about what's considered an article of clothing and what's considered a masa, something extra. So the Gemara talks about you can't go out with a kavel. What's a kavel? The Gemara asks. Amar Yanai, kavel zeini yodea mau. Is it a kavel to avda? Is it this? The Gemara brings up the concept of a kavla da'avda. What's a kavla da'avda? Says Rashi. Chosam she'osin le'eved b'ksuso. It is a type of signet that an eved wore on his clothing. L'simen ochacha shehu eved. It's a signet. It's an identifying article, maybe a signet that's sewn into the clothing to show that he's an eved. Rahman al-Islam, we don't have to think so far. Jewish star. Right, to show that they're Jews. That's a kavla da'avda. Hold that idea for a second. The Gemara says in Maseches Menachos on the bottom, 13. Tanya Haya Rabbi Meir Omer. Gadol on shel shalavan yosu mi'on shel tcheles. If somebody does not wear tcheles and somebody does not wear lavan, it's a bigger problem if you're not wearing lavan. Why? Because lavan is so easy. And Lavan is cheap. And Lavan is always there. If you're not wearing Lavan, that's even worse. And the Gemara gives a mashal. As if we needed a mashal to understand that. Mashal l'madav v'dome, l'melech basar v'dom sharm l'shnei abadav. A king says to his two servants, l'echad amar habili chosim shal tit. One of them says, please bring me a signet of cement, of tit. U'l'echad amar habili chosim shal zav. And one he says, bring me a signet of gold. U'pashu shnei v'loiviyu, and they both don't show up. They both don't bring what they're supposed to bring. Ezel me'anon shemaruba. Who does the king get more upset at? The cement guy. Because gold, okay, it's harder to get. But a chosim of tit? Why was that so hard? So too, lavan is easier to get. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a greater onish for onshul shel lavan. Says Tosfos, on that Gemara Menachos, what is the Gemara bringing in this whole mashal of a chosim of tit and a chosim of zav? Does that add to our understanding? Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Yeah, because tzitzis is that signet. Tzitzis is that signet. Tosfos there, Menachos, Mem Gimel, 14. Masha medame chosim shel tit letzitzis. How does this illustration help us with our understanding? Shekein osin la'avadim. Because the Gemara is talking about signets that you make for servants. Vahatzitzis made al Yisrael, Shem Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not an Acharon talking. This is Tosfos. Tosfos says, tzitzis is the beged of Avdus, of a Jew. Tzitzis reminds us that we are Avdei Hashem, that He is the master, and we are the servants. And we need to have a signet, a stamp, in order to remember that. Kide'isa b'perek b'me'isha. He quotes that Gemara in Shabbos Nun Zayin. Which you read that Gemara, you think, this is not such an exciting Gemara. Okay, go daven Kavla Davda. You see this toaster, it's like, whoa, this Gemara is awesome. Right, Kavla Davda. Tzitzis is our Kavla Davda. Tzitzis is the beged, the stamp, the signet of a Jew, that we are Avdei Hashem. That He is the master, and we are the Eved. Right, the message, the Arachayim HaKadosh. Now getting back to the Arachayim in Source 12. He quotes this Tosfos. U're'isem oso, u'zachartem, is kol mitzvah Hashem. Pirush, k'sheyabitu b'simen avdusam. When you look at the simen of your avdus, yitnu leiv, she'enu b'nechorim, lasos k'chefsam. You can't do whatever you want. B'machalam, b'malbusham, b'diburam. With your eating, what you wear, how you talk. U'v'chol ma'aseim ke'eved, She'emus Rambo alav. Like an Eved who always has to think, will my master be happy with what I'm doing? V'lamod b'shosha adon mitzav v'lamod v'lasos kol malachos asher tziva Hashem lasos. Tzitzis is a beged of avdus. Tzitzis reminds us that we are not in charge. That we are avadim. And says the Mesh, says the Arachayim, and says Rav Soloveitchik also, Mistama, we don't have any evidence of this, but Mistama, when we were in Mitzrayim, we probably had to wear an identifying beged that were the Jew slaves in Egypt. And at the moment of Machas Bechoros, which is the moment of Geula, we could go free, Tzitzis takes over. Because Tzitzis becomes our new Kavodah. We probably had one up until that point. But tzitzis takes over at that moment, the Machas Bechoros, now we're going out. Tzitzis is now our new Kavla da'avda. This is our symbol of avdus. This is even illustrated in a very graphic way based on the Chazal that we know. The fact that we became Avdei Hashem. The Gemara tells us, 16, Shabbos Peches, Ve'isyasu B'sachta Sahar, we stood at the foot of the mountain, Amar Avdimi Barchama Barchasam, Alame, Shakav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleim, Sahar Kegigis, Hashem held the mountain over our heads like a barrel, Ve'amar Aleim, Etem HaKavim HaTorah Mutav, if you accept the Torah, great, if not, Shem Teik V'raschem. Every word in the Gemara could be discussed, we're just going to discuss the idea. Hashem held the whole mountain over our heads like a barrel. Why? Why does Hashem have to do that? In that way? So Rav Asher Weiss puts this together with the Gemara in Yavamas on Daf Mem Vav. You see this connection? You can't read that Gemara in Shabbos again in the same way. The Gemara there is not mamish about Geirus, but it's about Geirus of an Eved Kenani. Right, when you have a non-Jew who's becoming an Eved Kenani, that's a middle status of Kedusha. Right, if he wants to be a Jew after Eved Kenani, then he goes to the mikvah again, Machlokas, Daraisa, Darabanan. But he goes, but to be Tova L'Shem Eved Kenani, the Gemara describes a very unusual behavior. The Eved, the non-Jew who's going to become an Eved Kenani, goes into the mikvah. And while he's in the mikvah, the Jew owner takes a pail of cement and puts it over his head. Doesn't push him down in the water. Just puts it over his head. Bahadi didali reishi mimaya, anikale zulta detina reishi. He takes this big pail of cement and says, you're an Eved. You're an Eved. Says Rav Asher Weiss, kafa ale mahar kagigis. You're an Eved. You're an Eved. This is the Avdus that we accepted. Right? V'chein b'shah, line 9 now. This is in the Sichas on Shavuos. V'chein b'shah shekiblu Yisrael as haTorah. Kavla marachar kegigas al rosham. L'lamedcha delo srara yela Avdus. This is Avdus. And this is what maybe the message of Tzitzis. Har Sinai was at the moment. At the moment, there was a mountain that symbolizes that Tfil L'Shem Avdus. But then Tzitzis takes that message with us throughout the generations. It is our Kavla D'Avda. And one final source, and then we'll try to put the two together. There was a discussion, the Arizal. We don't pasuk in this way, but the Arizal says you should wear tzitzis when you go to sleep at night. We don't pasuk in that way. Where did the Arizal get this from? Says the Gemara Menachos. You might be familiar with this. Menachos then Gimel David and Melach was once in the shower and he got very upset. He says, "Where are my mitzvahs? No tefillin, no mezuzah, no nothing. Where are my mitzvahs?" And then he's like, "Oh, he remembers Bris Milah." Remember, Bris Mila, thank God I have something. That's the Gemara. Menachas Nem Gimel. B'shah Shenichas Davol Beis Amerchas V'ratz Mo Avoid Arum Oili Shemot Arum B'lo Mitzvah Oili V'achar Shenichivish Yizkar B'mila Shebibsar Nizyash V'daito. You remember it, Baruch Hashem, he calmed down. Ask the Arizal, why did David HaMelech only get upset in the shower? What about when he went to sleep at night? He didn't have tefillin, he didn't have tzitzis, he didn't have anything. It must be he was wearing tzitzis, that's why he wasn't upset. That's the Arizal. It must be. He didn't get upset when he was sleeping because he was wearing tzitzis. Says the Magen Avraham, excuse me. Says the Magen Avraham, you said that he was wearing tzitzis. Why wasn't he upset when he went to sleep? Mezuzah's on the door. The Gemara said before, there's no mezuzah, there's no tefillin, there's no tzitzis. Okay, but when he's sleeping, he has a mezuzah on the door. Okay, we're not going to get to the issue about wearing tzitzis at night and the raya. But just... let's think about this for a second. What's the issue? Why does the Arizal, why would he want you to wear tzitzit when you go to sleep? Why not be Mekayim mitzvahs when we're sleeping? We're lavenei das. We're not fulfilling mitzvahs when we're sleeping. That's true, but you know what? We're still in the Eved when we're sleeping. We sleep l'shem shamayim to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're still doing avdus when we sleep. Maybe that's the message of tzitzis. Again, we're not paskening to do that, but just the message is true. If you think about this, though, this is a very different and kind of opposite idea than the first idea that we had about tzitzis. Remember the first message? The first message is the Meshech Chachma, and there's loose ends, and we could partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we could self-perfect the world, and we're awesome, and Rabbi Yochanan, like Geyus, and not Gaiva, and we're... that's number one. And what do we have now? We're Avadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon, and this is our Kavla D'Avda. And this is the mountain over our heads. Very different message. So what's this about?
And the answer, obviously,
is that it's both. And it's about the balance
of recognizing that we could partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same time as we recognize that he is the senior partner. Capital S. And we, with a small j, are the junior partner.
And one cannot have one subsuming the other.
Because either extreme will be devastating to the success of the mission.
But maybe that's the message between the Rambam and the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says, it's more important to have tzitzis on when you're out there not davening, when you're conquering, when we're out there in the world partnering with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and creating, and the Chivshua. When we're out there, that's the Ibn Ezra tzitzis.
And the Rambam says, Dafke b'shas tefila. Why? Because what's tefila?
Avoda shebelev. There's no other mitzvah called avoda directly like that.
B'shas avoda for tzitzis, which is all about avdus.
So elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. The message of godless ha'adam, partnering with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever we're doing in the world out there, we need the tzitzis on. The loose ends and the avdus, according to the Rambam.
Right, not for now, but just parenthetically, it's interesting that women is one of the mitzvahs that are zman grama. Maybe women naturally have this balance. They may not need the mitzvah of tzitzis to have this avdus and adon balance. Again, you have to go through each of the zman grama mitzvahs, which there aren't so many of, but separate idea.
The balance is even hinted to,
and then we'll wrap things up, with every Birchas HaMitzvah that we make. It's a thought that I've said often, maybe you've heard it before.
My favorite things that I've heard from Shem Rav Salvation. The Rambam tells us at the beginning of Hilchos Brachos that there are three types of brachos. Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, that's benching, Birchas HaMitzvah, and Birchas HaNehne. Three types of brachos. But the Rambam uses one extra word that he didn't have to use. One extra word. He connects two of the brachas. Right, he says, Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, Birchas Hananin, and then the Rambam says, where's the Rambam? Top of the page 7.
U'kishem shemavarchin al ha'anoya kach mavarchin al kol mitzvah u'mitzvah. Just like we make a Birchas Hananin, so too we make a bracha on each and every mitzvah, yachar kach yasosa. Just like Birchas Hananin, so too Birchas HaMitzvah. And ask the Rav Soloveitchik, Maha Kesher. What is the connection between the two, Birchas Hananin and Birchas HaMitzvah? Birchas Hananin is what we call Matir.
Matir, the Gemara in the sixth parak of brachas. Right, the food belongs to Hashem before I make a bracha. Kan lefnei bracha, kan la'akar bracha. Hashemayim shemayim Hashem, v'arz hazal lefnei Adam.
I make a bracha to matir me the food. It belongs to Hashem, I say the bracha, now it's mutter to me.
What does that have to do with the Birchas HaMitzvah? Birchas HaMitzvah, I make a bracha, I do the mitzvah.
Says Rav Soloveitchik, because Birchas HaMitzvah is also a matir.
Kind of matir. It needs to be matir. Says the Rav, who am I
to think that I'm going to shake a palm branch, I'm going to eat some matzah, I'm going to blow the shofar. Who do I think I am that I'm going to do this physical, mundane activity and then all of a sudden span the infinite gap between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who am I to think that I'm going to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing these physical actions? It's presumptuous to even imagine that I'm going to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose of a Birchas HaMitzvah. I recognize there's a mitzvah that commanded me to do this. And in this way to connect to him, then I'm allowed to do it. That's the matir to do the mitzvah. Whenever we have a birchas mitzvah. But that idea of the Rav captures everything we've spoken about. Because what is that idea saying? Who am I? Eved? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do it. Partner. So every time we have a Birchas HaMitzvah, or even just the idea reflects and illustrates these two opposite ideas relating to tzitzis. So that's why it's Shakal. It's one of those mitzvahs that have opposite messages for us. Shakal keneged kol haTorah kula. Eben Ezra and the Rambam. Shutaf and Eved. And just to end with one final medrash that Revolbi talks about in his Mitzvah Shkulos about tzitzis on the back page. On last week's parasha, the Medrash says, Vasisim is called mitzvosai. Mashal le'echad mushlach l'toch hamayim. Somebody falls overboard, Rachman al-Islam, off of a boat. Hoshida kabanidas achevel. The captain throws him a life vest. Catch the life vest, hold on tight, and you'll live. Says the Medrash, every mitzvah is a life preserver. Every mitzvah is a life preserver. If you grab onto the life preserver, then you have life. It's a rope. Grab on. Says Revolbi, based on this medrash. That's how, if you think about tzitzis, we had one before, loose strings. If you see strings, that should remind us that every mitzvah is a string. Every mitzvah is a rope to grab onto. Like that life preserver that is thrown into the water, Hashem throws us mitzvos to grab onto, to survive life, to survive this world. And that's why it strings, because that's what mitzvahs are. Kodesh Baruch Hu is lowering down ways that we could connect and create eternity for ourselves. But a lot of it is this balance, recognizing how much potential we have, what we could accomplish, but at the same time being Avdei Hashem and recognizing that He's in charge. So at least sometime during the day, since this is every second, even if we're half asleep in the morning, we don't think about it then, it's okay. We can think about it sometime later in the day. Think about this balance. Think about everything that I have to accomplish. I have to finish up God's loose strings. The unfinished business. That's up to me. That's on me. But I also recognize Kavla Da'avda. I recognize the mountain. The mountain over our heads. But Hashem wants me to do it. Birchas HaMitzvah. Yiratzon that we strike that delicate balance every day of our lives. And Bet Hashem, Uzachartem es kol mitzvos Hashem, Ure'isem oso. To fulfill what the smock says, it's not just to see, but to appreciate and to think about what those strings really mean. Okay, we'll stop here. Sure.
Give
me 75%.
Very good.